occurs to me, it's not an original thought, that part of the Grateful Dead's success is you've always concentrated on the live audience, worked on everything from the sound to the lights. Everything is concentrated in the concert, not on the making of records.
When we got into the studio, we concentrated there, but we didn't spend that much time in the studio. So, you know, we had an enormous organization that we had, you know, it was a big bulldog to feed. And so we had to stay on the road a lot to do that. And so we spent a lot of time on the road. And in order to make it make sense for us to feel fulfilling, we had to make it better every time we went out, whether it meant dressing up our stage with art or keeping abreast of the latest offerings of the state of the art of audio sound reinforcement.
When you pull back for what we in television call the wide shot, mm-hmm. to look at the Grateful Dead, whether you like the Grateful Dead or not, whether you know very much about them or not, they've really been intertwined in American history for about a half a century. Mm-hmm. Part of the fabric of the country, part of Americana, mm-hmm. if you will. At night when you're, just before you go to sleep, or maybe you're taking a walk around in the daytime, do you ever think about it and say, wow, when we started, we had no idea how this was going to turn out?
Every now and again, I get a bit dizzied by what's transpired. I was asking for it. I sure as hell got it. I knocked on the door and it opened wide, and some sort of wind caught me from behind and swept me through that door, and the ground fell away, and I was transported elsewhere, and have lived my life there. The fabric of my universe, as you say, we're intertwined with in American history, Americana history. But that history goes way back before we got started. The roots of our music express the real kernel of the American ethos. For instance, in Hank Williams's writing, there's that pure expression of the American Zen. And it's real. I don't want to call it religion because it's not.